This morning, we have a guest joining us by phone. He'll be in person here this weekend with his brother at the Wilson Performing Arts Center in Red Oak, presenting the Everly Brothers Experience, visiting with Dylan Zmed here this morning. And he and his brother make up the duo that works to keep the Everly Brothers music alive, and they'll be performing here in Southwest Iowa. Dylan, thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having us, Jim. We're happy to be a part of this whole experience.
Absolutely. Hey, tell me about the show, the Everly Brothers Experience. How did you and your brother decide to put together this program?
So we were raised on 50s music when we were little kids. My dad is an actor, singer, dancer, and he did Grease, the musical Grease, a lot when we were kids, on Broadway and national tours and stuff. So as kids, my brother and I were raised backstage and hearing the music of the late 50s, that's the first music we fell in love with, like Fats Domino, Ray Charles, Chuck Berry, Little Richard, and Buddy Holly, and the Everly Brothers, and Elvis. So, like, that the seed was planted at an early age for us. And of course, the Everly's sound is so incredibly unique, and it's a brother sound. And when my brother and I got older and started singing together, we naturally started to learn. We just wanted to learn some Everly stuff. Well, and it just kind of clicked for us in a lot of ways, that their sound and our sound. So we pursued it, and it's just kind of grown from there.
Yeah. Is that the type of music you've just always loved?
Yeah. I mean, it's timeless. And I mean, the poetry and the simplicity, but also just the time frame as well. Like the industry itself, the music industry was like just learning about itself and growing so much at that time. And there's so many innovations in the studios and recording, and the transistor radio had just been invented and it was actually, you know, kids could actually have their own little teeny transistor radio in their room instead of mom and dad's giant radio in the living room kind of thing. So there was like this personal relationship with music was starting to develop for kids. And like, it's just a remarkable time, basically, in music history. So, yeah, we've loved it all since we were kids.
Yeah.
Love that time frame.
Very good. Well, tell us a little bit about the show. What will folks see when they come to the Everly Brothers Experience?
Yeah, so my brother and I are not impersonators. That is absolutely not the just not what we do and not what we're interested in. Our whole approach is basically telling folks why we are so madly in love with the music and the history. And we basically go through a timeline of their career, all the way from early formative years where they were born and all the way up to kind of their, you know, their last shows they played and when they passed and everything. And it's a timeline, and we play about 25 to 27 of their tunes, and we play a couple of our original songs as well, because we also weave in some storytelling about ourselves. So there's a lot of history and storytelling, but we do it in kind of a Smothers Brothers-esque way. I don't know if you're familiar with the Smothers Brothers, but we've ever since we started, just kind of been a natural dynamic between my brother and I. He's Dickie Smothers, and I'm Tommy, if you guys know who I'm talking about.
Well, I do. I'm sure a lot of folks remember that as well. Talk a little bit about the dynamic there, too, because it can be fun because you've got that certain kind of chemistry since you're working with a brother. But, you know, there can also be other dynamics going on there, too. Is it challenging sometimes, or do you guys always click?
Oh, you bet it's challenging. I mean, there's, but that's what's so remarkable. This show has been the biggest blessing in my brother and my life, like basically as musicians and as brothers, because we've been able to kind of honor the spirit, like Don and Phil Everly's legacy through our own spirits. And in doing so, it's educated us so much about how to be to each other and how, you know, and we've been honoring something greater than ourselves, basically. So when we're serving something beyond us, it kind of levels the playing field, and we have, you know, we can kind of work together really well, and it's just educated us so much, and we've got to learn about the trials and tribulations that the Everlys went through as kind of a cautionary tale for our own career. So it's really been such a remarkable blessing in that regard.
Well, it's kind of interesting. Some of the similarities that you, I guess I can kind of draw a line toward, too. You and your brother Zach having a father who spent a lot of time, Adrian Zemed, in the industry as well as a performer,
yeah.
and they you know, and here you are as a performer, as performers working together. Don and Phil Everly also had a father who was very involved in the region,
yep.
with you know, helping do stuff like that and get his kids involved. And of course, they have their jumping off point really kind of here in Southwest Iowa.
Yeah, Shenandoah, Iowa was the KMA and KFNF radio there. Just, yeah, they, I think the Everly's first, they had a family radio show in 51 it started, but as early as, I think, 1946, when Don was 8 and Phil was 6, they joined on Ike's Christmas radio show, and they would keep coming back. And yeah, I mean, it's the most formative years, as far as we can tell, were spent in, yes, on the southwest tip of the Hawkeye State.
Very good. So it's kind of fun. It's almost like coming home, I guess, a little bit for you performing in that type of stuff here in this area where folks are so familiar.
Oh, yeah, well, we've become close with a lot of folks in Shenandoah, Bill Hillman in particular, and we always return and spend time, you know, there every year, every chance we can get to get out there because we just love it so much. And you know, the Everly childhood home and stuff, we do a little benefit for that as well, and it's so much fun.
Awesome. I don't want to get too far in here without giving some credit to some of the other members, because even though you and your brother are the ones that are out front there, you do have some other folks that are helping you along.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, our drummer, his name is Burley Drummond Jr., and he, along with my brother and I, started the project, and we've been running the whole thing for the last 8 years. And yes, and then we have a rotating members of bass players that go on the road with us. I believe we'll be playing with our good buddy. His name's Devin Geyer, fantastic musician, and he's played with us since pretty much the beginning as well. And yeah, I mean, these guys are just top notch, the best players, and we're just like unbelievably lucky to be hitting the road with our best friends, you know, and getting to do something we all love so much. So
you bet. Well, and you mentioned you're paying tribute to the Everly brothers. You're not doing their stuff. You're not trying to impersonate them necessarily. So you put your own spin on the show. They'll recognize the songs, but you're going to have some fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we've gone to great lengths to honor the aesthetics of their sound. And, you know, we go through, over the years, we've really like catered our set, because we always go out to the audience after the end of the show and talk to people, and we'll always get people saying, oh, you guys didn't play this, can you play this? And over the years, we've really honed in on making sure we hit all the big points. And, you know, from time to time, because the Everlys, they did 21 studio albums, and so there's a lot of music that they created, and it's hard to kind of whittle it down to a 90-minute show, but I think we've done a pretty good job so far. I think.
Yeah. If you talk about Everly Brothers to most folks, they're going to whip out probably a handful of songs, 3, 4, 5 of them that are just the ones that immediately come to the top of the mind. But yeah, when you have a book that is that big, a songbook that big, it kind of makes it fun because you get a chance to try some different things and not just do the same thing over and over.
Yeah, we have like 90% of our show is pretty fixed as far as the material we play. But there's that 10% room that we can kind of, we've been able to really play around with. And because the hardest thing is choosing what songs not to do. So we get the opportunity to kind of just, because we know probably a good 70 or 80 of their songs, like at the drop of a hat. So it's fun to get to change things out sometimes and do something different. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's great. It's the best music. And one thing I will say is that the show is also just as much a tribute to the folks who wrote so many of the Everly's hits, like Bye Bye Love, All I Have to Do Is Dream, Wake Up Little Susie, Bird Dog, Devoted to You, Message to Mary, Problems. Like they're a husband and wife songwriting team named Felice and Boudelo Bryant. And we didn't know much about them when we started the project. And it just like, blew our minds that, like, oh my goodness, these folks, like, this, our show is pretty much just as much a tribute to them as it is to the Everlys because of how important and key their role was in their in the success of all their music and stuff. So that's another thing to mention.
Yeah, absolutely. The people on stage perform the music, but there are other folks that help to create it. And that's
yeah,
also important.
And those backstories are so special to us, so we love sharing it.
You bet. Well, that's coming up this Sunday, by the way. Sunday, October 29th, it'll be a 2:30 p.m. show. Tickets are $30 for adults, and students are $20. And you can go online to wilsonartcenter.org to find tickets, or you can call them 712-623-3183 is the telephone number. It's the Everly Brothers Experience, the Zmed Brothers, Zach and Dylan. We've been visiting with Dylan Zmed here this morning and having some fun, and I'm sure you're going to have some fun on Sunday. Dylan, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it. Have a great show.
Hey, thank you very much. We appreciate you as well. And yeah, we'll see you guys there. Can't wait.